For our op-ed of the week, we offer a tribute to the Library of Congress by the president of the American Library Association, Nancy Cronick. Cronick also serves as Associate Dean of Libraries at New York University.
If any institution represents the ideal of American democracy, it is the Library of Congress. Founded in 1800, the vision for the library was outlined by its principal sponsor, Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson believed that the power of the intellect should be the driving force in the creation of a free and democratic society. He also believed that the national legislature needed ideas and information on all topics and in many languages in order to govern a democracy successfully. Today's Library of Congress, the largest repository of recorded knowledge on earth, epitomizes Jefferson's faith in learning and his practical determination to make democracy work. Indeed, the library serves as a symbol of American democracy and its faith in the power of learning. When historian James Billington became Librarian of Congress in the late 1980s, he launched several major digital projects with a Jeffersonian purpose to increase the knowledge available to Americans in their local communities. Billington's determination to extend the reach and influence of the Library of Congress is very much in the ambitious tradition of his predecessors. Alone among the world's great libraries, the Library of Congress still attempts to be a universal library, collecting materials of research value in almost all languages and media. Entering its third century, the Library of Congress is still guided by Thomas Jefferson's beliefs that democracy depends on knowledge. As the Library of Congress enters the 21st century, its legacy is well captured in James Billington's own words. He said, "The unleashed, unlimited pursuit of truth may be the last frontier and the ultimate proving ground for the American ideal of freedom. In a world of increasing physical restraints and limitations, it is only in the life of the mind and spirit that the horizons of freedom can remain truly infinite. We must rediscover what we should have known all along, that the pursuit of truth is the noblest of Jefferson's legacy." On behalf of librarians throughout the country, I salute you. Happy birthday, Library of Congress. Happy 200th birthday. Just imagine what another century will bring.
You've been listening to Nancy Cronick, president of the American Library Association.